Brothers and sisters, as we come today, we come to the end of our church year, and really in our gospel, at Resurrection Excluded, it's the end of Jesus' life. Now, if you are the type of person who, when you picked up the book, like to read the last story of the book, the last chapter of the book, to see if it was something that would inspire you to read the remainder, what would you think of today's gospel? What would you do with today's gospel? Okay, because it is the end. It's really the last chapter, Resurrection Excluded. We hear things like this. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Messiah of God." Soldiers jeered at him and called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." One of the criminals reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and also save us." And not only that, above the head of Jesus is an inscription, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Okay, this is what you heard today. Would this be enough to inspire you to read the rest of the story? You know, when you think about that, thoughts probably come to mind. Isn't a book to have a happy ending? Isn't it very happy? What happened that this Jesus ended up on a cross? Kings don't die on a cross. Okay? So would you or wouldn't, would you read the rest of the story or not? Maybe, maybe not. But we're going to look at remnants of the rest of the story today to try to understand, who is this Jesus, the King of the universe? Who is he? But I want to explain something to you today, and maybe this will help you. Our Sunday readings are broken down into a three-year cycle. Year A, year B, and year C. This year we are in year C. Pretty easy to figure out where we are. It goes Matthew, year A, Mark, year B, Luke, year C. You say, what about John? Mark's gospel is so short that that's where John is intermingled. So this year we are in year C, so we're in Luke's gospel. And we learned today that Luke's gospel, the last story of the year, has Jesus hanging on the cross. But what about Matthew and what about John? Now, you may say, but I thought you just said, Father, year B is about Mark. Actually, the story of the gospel of Christ the King during year B is taken from John. So I'm right there. What do Matthew and John say about the last gospel of the year? Matthew's gospel ends with the famous story of Matthew chapter 25. It's a well-known story. Jesus comes with all of his angels, and what does he do? He separates the sheep from the goats. Remember how that story goes? He says this, "To those who feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, and visit in prison, he will say to those on his right, the sheep, come, you are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. To those who failed in any of these, the goats, those on his left, he says this, depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and all of his angels." I want to explain something a little further to you today. This gospel talks to us about the general judgment. Let me explain this. When we die, we undergo, whenever, wherever we die, when we die, we go undergo an immediate judgment. We call it the particular judgment. It's between God and myself, God and you. And what happens in that judgment, soul separates from the body, and we either end up in heaven, hell, or purgatory, okay? Particular judgment. When Jesus comes at the end of time, you heard that today, he will come with all of his angels, with all people through all time. And when that happens, we will lay out our lives between all people. It makes sense to me. God isn't about secrets. So in the general judgment, when Jesus comes with all his saints, everybody's before us, what I've done, my actions are going to be laid out before all of you. Jeremy, that means if I've ever hurt you secretly, it's going to come out. Okay? It's going to come out. No secrets when it comes to heaven. Okay? And then when that happens, we'll end up either in heaven or we will end up in hell those who are in purgatory will end up in eternal life. That's the general judgment. That's what you hear. And important in that judgment are things like this: the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, those in prayer, in prison. So the answer to the question is this: no. Matthew 25 is not Jesus on the cross, but it's close. How close? 2 days removed. 2 days from the Passover, where Jesus will be arrested. Close, but not there. How about John? John is closer. John has Jesus before Pilate. He's been arrested. And Pilate asks him the famous question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And what does Jesus say to him? "My kingship, my kingdom is not of this world. If it was of this world, people would be fighting for me. But as it is not of this world." And he goes on and he speaks about his kingship being a kingship of truth. And so now, let's go back to where we started. If the cross is the last story that you read, and the only story you read, would you read the rest of the story? Would you read it? You would read it. Okay? Can I ask you, why? Why? Because you're interested in it. And that's what I'm going to come to. Great point. Okay? Great point. All right? What? Some will, but to those who, some will not, but to those who will, they're going to learn something about this man that they've never encountered before. And here's what I wrote. He commands us to care for the vulnerable. He doesn't ask, he commands us. And he says this: our eternal fate is at stake in how we deal with the vulnerable. Period. He taught us that his kingship, kingdom is not of this world. He tells us who he is, that he is the truth. He's the truth. Okay? And we cannot lose sight of what else happens at the end of the gospel today. Not only do we hear these stories, but we also hear about one thief. One thief reviles him, and the other one speaks up. And what does he say? He says this: "Have you no fear of God? For you're subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we have received corresponds to our crimes. But this man did nothing criminal." Somehow, some way, this man could see in that man beside him three things: God. For he says, "Have you no fear of God?" Number two, justice. For he says, "Our sentence corresponds to our crime. If we were not thieves, we would not be here." And number three, innocence. This man, Jesus, has done nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing. And it doesn't stop there. That thief, that criminal, turns to Jesus and he sees salvation. He says, "Jesus, promise me today that I will be in your kingdom." And Jesus says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That is the kingship of Jesus Christ. Here it is. A kingdom which is beyond myself, to the vulnerable. A kingdom not of this world, so of another world. Kingdom beyond this world. Kingdom of justice and truth. A kingdom which promises paradise. And so, brothers and sisters, as we come to the end of this year, and we look at the year of grace of 2023, may the kingship of Jesus Christ be lived in us and through us, now into eternal life. Let him reign now and eternally, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.